This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I saw a tweet this morning from a guy I know who lives in New York. It said, quote, starting to think NYC subway as some sort of expletived up psychological experiment stuck between stations for an hour with inaudible announcements. This has been the summer of transportation hell for New Yorkers. Penn Station, a main rail hub, is getting an overhaul that is forcing a bunch of reroutings. And the subway is just plain a mess, and that's being kind. Because fixing all of that is going to be expensive, New York is thinking about extra tolls or fees for drivers who want to get into Manhattan or enter its most crowded parts. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks into congestion pricing.
The debate over whether New York City should charge its drivers more is less about the city's traffic-choked streets than it is its subway service.
Are you a regular subway rider?
Yes. Every day.
In the packed train, a couple nearby starts to argue.
This is typical. This is really typical.
Did I ever tell you I wanted to be just with you alone? Nah, right? All right. You sound crazy.
Drama, drama, drama. Michael, a college student, says he's used to it, whether it's commuting in the midst of a lover's quarrel or the service.
Always a derailment, always delays. It's really bad.
This summer has been especially bad. So bad, New York's governor, Andrew Cuomo, declared a state of emergency for the subways, pledging $1 billion for improvements. It's one reason he thinks that congestion pricing is, quote, an idea whose time has come, though he hasn't released a specific plan yet. Revenues from drivers could be plowed back into the transportation system, like the subways.
The simple economic theory is supply and demand.
Steve Schlickman is a transportation consultant.
If the supply is limited, your price is going to go up. And that's what happens during congested periods.
During rush hour, demand, i.e. cars on the road, spikes. So under congestion pricing, the cost of using those roads should spike too.
What it tries to do is divert discretionary travelers to either take a different time of day, typically outside the peak, or to take another mode of transportation. So it's using market forces to make that happen.
Critics say these charges can be harder on low-income travelers. And fairness is one reason New York City's mayor, Bill de Blasio, said this week that he doesn't like the idea. Other large U.S. cities have also been resistant. Jonas Eliasson is the director of the City Transport Administration for Stockholm, Sweden, which started charging to enter its inner city in 2006. London and Singapore have similar programs.
It met a lot of political resistance at first. But then what happened almost immediately after the congestion prices were introduced was that the effects were overwhelmingly evident. We literally saw large queues disappearing from one day to the next, essentially.
He says the number of cars going into the inner city dropped roughly 20%. The public voted to make congestion pricing permanent.
Both the public opinion and also the political opinion surrounding the congestion pricing changed extremely rapidly from a very strong opinion against the charges to a fairly strong opinion in favor of the charges.
Jonas says even he was a bit resistant about Stockholm's plan at first. He used to think people didn't have much flexibility about when they traveled, but some do. He says it's also important to make sure people have good alternative options, like the subway, bus, or bikes. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.